Today's devotional, Freedom in Christ. Here's the scripture, Mark 5:1-3 and Luke 8:27. So they arrived at the other side of the lake in the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out from a cemetery to meet him. This man lived among the burial caves and could no longer be restrained even with a chain. The story of Jesus delivering the demon-possessed man in the region of the Gerasenes is a powerful testament to his authority over the forces of darkness and his deep compassion for those who are bound and broken. If you read the whole story, he crossed over from one side to the other simply by hearing the cry of one person in a cemetery. And yet that person in that cemetery was not crying out for help. He was crying out, period. And Jesus heard him. He heard his cry. In both Mark and Luke's account, we encounter a man whose life had been utterly devastated by demonic possession. Because he was living in a cemetery, he was isolated from society, tormented day and night, and unable to be restrained even by chains. This man's condition was dire. He was cut off from his community, driven to live among the dead, and was so overtaken by the demonic forces within him that had him lose control over his own life. His thoughts were dominated by all of these demonic entities. The people of the town had given up on him, leaving him to his fate, as he was considered beyond help. And there are times right now, there are people who actually will look at and will consider beyond help. Maybe you're that person that others have said, there's no way we can help this person. Yet when Jesus arrived, everything changed. As soon as the man saw Jesus, he ran to him and fell to his knees, crying out in desperation. The demons recognized Jesus' authority and were terrified of what he might do. With a word, Jesus commanded the demons to leave the man. Let me repeat that again. With a word, the demons begged Jesus not to send them into the abyss and instead requested to be sent into a herd of pigs nearby. Jesus granted their request and the man was immediately set free. This miraculous deliverance highlights several key truths about Jesus and his mission. First, it shows us that no one is beyond the reach of Jesus' saving power. The man in the story was considered lost. Even himself, he considered himself lost, hopeless, and too far gone. But Jesus saw him. Jesus loved him from afar and came close to him, and he set him free. No matter how deep our bondage or how impossible our situation may seem, Jesus has the power to deliver us. Secondly, this story reveals the authority of Jesus over all spiritual forces. The demons recognized his authority and had no choice but to obey his command. This reminds us that Jesus is Lord over all, and there is no power, no force, no darkness that can stand against him. When we are in Christ, we are under his protection and authority. And finally, this story teaches us about the transformative power of Jesus' deliverance. After being set free, the man was found sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. His life was completely transformed, not just changed, by his encounter with Jesus. He was no longer bound by the demons that had controlled him. He was free, restored, and ready to follow Jesus. In our own lives, we may not face the same dramatic circumstances as this man did in the cemetery. It may not be that intense, but we all have areas where we need Jesus' deliverance, whether it's from fear, addiction, sin, or anything else that holds us captive. Jesus is ready to set us free. He comes to us in our brokenness, meets us where we are, and with the word brings healing and freedom. If you feel bound or oppressed in any area of your life, know that Jesus is able and willing to deliver you. Run to him, just as the man in the cemetery did, and allow him to bring you the freedom and peace that only he can give. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your power to deliver and set us free. We praise you for your authority over all things, and we thank you for your compassion toward us in our brokenness. Help us to trust you fully and to bring every area of our lives under your authority. May we experience your freedom and walk in the newness of life that you give. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Take these words, apply it today. God wants you to be free, and not just free, but free indeed. May you be free, and may others see your freedom so that they can be free as well. Be blessed and be encouraged.